Hi, my name's Stephanie Poff, and my son is Adam Poff. This is Adam's story about our journey with the Ronald McDonald House, Ottawa. We found out that my son Adam had a heart condition when I was pregnant. So we knew that when he was born, he was going to be needing open heart surgery. After he was born, we were at the Children's Hospital weekly getting his heart looked at. And they determined that it looked like it was going to be when he was around 4 months old.
I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail.
I remember the morning of his surgery, waking him up in his crib and just looking at him and thinking that I wished he didn't have to go through it.
No fight left, or so it seems.
If he didn't have the heart surgery, he wouldn't survive to a year old. So we knew that this was the only option for him. Nothing prepares you as a parent for seeing your child after open heart surgery, especially at 4 months old.
Don't give up. I know you can make it good.
He had tubes and wires and there were machines and he was so swollen. I thought that that was going to be the hardest day of our life. I thought we were on the path to recovery. And I remember getting my mom and we were walking down the hall from the family room to the pediatric intensive care unit and alarm bells started sounding and everyone on the floor just started running. And they were running right where we were walking and it was Adam and his heart was failing. And he was flatlining because his heart couldn't take what it had gone through. And they got a pulse back. I was in shock. Nothing, you don't know what's coming. 15 minutes went by and it all happened all over again. He lost a pulse. He was struggling to stay alive, so they did everything they could and they got his pulse back. But from that moment on, our life was changed because I was in fear for his life every second of the day.
Don't give up, 'cause somewhere there's a place where we belong.
I lived by his bedside, so that's when the Ronald McDonald family room really helped our family because it gave a place for my husband to come and bring food, for family to come and visit us. So having that place to be away from the world, but still with people who know what you're going through, it gave me the strength to keep going day by day because I didn't have to go be around people who were living their life. We were able to have takeout food and the comforts of home in this space, have a cup of coffee on the couch while we were only steps away from Adam's bedside, which is as far as I could be, but I got to be so close.
Don't give up, 'cause I believe.